California has confirmed what the biodiesel industry has been saying for a long time now. Biodiesel is the lowest carbon emission transportation fuel on the market. In voting to readopt the state's low carbon fuel standard last week, the California Air Resources Board said that biodiesel reduces greenhouse gas emissions by as much as 80% versus petroleum, giving it the best carbon score among all liquid fuels. Don Scott is Director of Sustainability for the National Biodiesel Board.
The readoption of the low carbon fuel standard was a tremendous undertaking by the Air Resources Board because of their uncompromising attention to detail. Their comprehensive analysis of life cycle and tailpipe emissions has eclipsed the scrutiny of any previous work. California has certainly taken a conservative approach in making sure that the clean fuels live up to their promise. One could argue that the scrutiny placed on biofuels has been higher than on conventional fuels, but what matters most is that we can be proud that biodiesel has endured that scrutiny and proves once again that the biodiesel is America's advanced biofuel by nature of its superior reduction in emissions.
Scott says California's projections for biodiesel use in the state may seem modest, but the opportunity for the industry is great.
The low carbon scores for biodiesel should provide an advantage for that. And so having that carbon reduction available and having fungibility of fuels, having the ability to blend biodiesel in existing infrastructure and use it in existing vehicles provides an open market that should function exactly the way Air Resources Board hoped it would when they developed the standard.
University of California Davis Extension agronomist Stephen Kafka, who's director of the California Biomass Collaborative, says there are opportunities for the development of new feedstocks for biodiesel.
It need not be traditional cropping systems. For example, in California, we're looking now at the use of certain oil seeds which grow in winter, effectively competing with weeds in dormant orchards. If farmers can, for example, pull off, especially in young replacement orchards where there's lots of space between the trees, a second crop like a biodiesel crop, that feedstock would be very valuable in the state. So the low carbon fuel standard, I think, encourages all kinds of unanticipated creative responses, including from agricultural lands.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.